Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's Saturday morning, and we've got a couple of great guests for you today to share fishing reports. The first one is Tom Burlingame with XL Fishing Charters. At the bottom of the hour, he'll give you the latest on the CQ salmon winter season and let you know how the fishing's been. We'll also check in with the fishing department at the Sportsman's Warehouse store in Puyallup to see how things are going in the South Sound region and on some of those southwestern Washington rivers. But first, let's tell you what's hot and what's not here in the Pacific Northwest, brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores in Puyallup, Federal Way, Silverdale, and Everett. The Olympic Peninsula Salmon Derby is taking place as we speak, and we need to remind folks the limit on Hatchery Chinook in Marine Area 6 has been lowered to one fish per day. Meanwhile, the Everett Blackmouth Derby is scheduled to go off next Saturday and Sunday, the 16th and 17th. The entry fee, $100 per boat, and the person who brings in the biggest fish will get a check for $3,000. Weigh-ins will take place at Bayside Marine, and both of these events are part of the Northwest Salmon Derby series. So, just by entering, you've got a chance to win the fully loaded Weldcraft hardtop boat package worth $75,000 being given away this fall. Tickets are limited for the Everett event, only 125 of them available, so buy your tickets while you still can. You can find out where to do so at EverettBlackmouthDerby.com. Checking last weekend's action at NorthwestFisheryReports.com, poster Reynolds S.J. went kokanee fishing with his son at Lake Stevens in Snohomish County and had an okay day. They found the fish between 25 and 40 feet and hooked up 10 times, though they only got 3 fish to the boat. To find out what they were using and for some pics of the trip, look for his Lake Stevens report at NorthwestFishingReports.com. Getting back to the salt, if you like bay clams, mussels, and oysters, you might want to head to Case Inlet's North Bay near Belfair. The spring season opened up the 1st and will go until April 30th. Be sure to check the regs for limits and exactly where you can harvest clams there. As for eastern Washington, it's pretty much a frozen wasteland right now, especially after temperatures dipped down to 5 degrees or so last Monday morning at many of those areas that hold those traditional March fishing lakes. However, a slow warming trend is forecast for the week ahead, and with any luck, we may see some thawing waters and trout fishing opportunities, which includes that trout derby on the 23rd at Burke Lake, hosted by the Quincy Valley Chamber of Commerce. On the big game hunting front, if you want to increase your chances of drawing a deer or elk tag this year, apply for a multi-season tag. You've got until the 31st to do so, and there are 8,500 deer tags and 1,000 elk tags available this year. With the multi-season tag, you can go after your buck or bull during the archery, muzzleloader, and modern firearm seasons, and more time means more opportunity to be successful. It only costs just a dime over $7 to apply, and you can do so online at wdfw.wa.gov. Finally, in politics, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife has agreed not to move forward on promised gill net reforms on the Columbia River, maintaining a 2016 70-30 harvest split between recreational anglers and commercial gill netters in the lower portion of the river. The use of barbless hooks, a proven way to decrease mortality on wild salmon and steelhead, has also been thrown to the side and will no longer be mandatory. I can't help but wonder what the commission is thinking here, because Chinook and steelhead forecasts look pretty grim on the Columbia River, and I don't see how non-selective netting of fish and barbed hooks are going to help any wild fish returns up the Big C or the Snake River. So there you go. Now you know what's hot, what's not, and what's just downright puzzling this week in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation. Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's time to check in with Tom Burlingame, the owner of XL Fishing Charters. He is offering fishing trips for this winter blackmouth fishery off of CQ in Marine Area 5. Tom, I understand you haven't really been out on the water yet because you've been in the middle of a big engine rebuild, but you're finally done with that.
We are, John. We've got brand new Yanmar diesels in the boat. We're really excited about them, and we're ready to start fishing.
So the season's been open since February 16th. How has it been so far?
Well, the limited reports that I've got, I have a couple of friends that live in the area that have been out there. The weather has been an issue, but one of those friends got out for a morning last week, and they had four fish. There was two of them in the boat. They had four fish, and they said that morning, so I assume they were in by noon. So it sounded like for them it was pretty good.
And folks, again, we haven't talked about this for a little bit, but this is an area where you can actually keep two hatchery salmon per day. What's the possession limit? Is it four?
Yeah, I believe so, John. If you fish 2 days, you could have four fish in your possession.
All right. The weather is going to get better. I promise this winter's going to end. And when it does, you'll want to be fishing out here, especially if you want to bring home some fish. And the person to fish with is Tom Burlingame with XL Fishing Charters, who will take you on board the Camazon with his brand new diesel engines and show you a great time out on the water and get you into some fish, too. What's the website, Tom?
It is XL, E-X-C-E-L, fishingcharters.com.
That's XLFishingCharters.com, E-X-C-E-L-FishingCharters.com. And if you need a place to stay, Tom's got you hooked up with that, too, at the Inn at Nia Bay. Thanks as always, Tom.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Marine Area 5 near CQ is open for a special Chinook salmon fishery, and XL Fishing Charters is ready to take you out for a great day on the water. One of the great things about this fishery is the fact that you get to take home not one, but two blackmouth a day, and Captain Tom Burlingame has the knowledge and experience to help you get that done. Need a place to stay? XL Fishing Charters can help you with that too, because they also operate the Inn at Nia Bay. Find out more about fishing with XL Fishing Charters at XLFishingCharters.com. That's E-X-C-E-L FishingCharters.com. Book your trip now.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more. All 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best. And what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
Before we go today, I thought we'd check in with Henry Champagne. He's at the fishing department at the Puyallup Sportsman's Warehouse store, and he's got a good handle on what's going on in the South Sound and in Southwest Washington when it comes to fishing. Henry, great to have you on the air.
Thank you very much. Southwestern Washington right now, as far as springer fishing and steelhead fishing, is beginning to heat up a little bit. Springers have been closed down on the Cowlitz River so far, so there will be no springer fishing as of this year. The Klamath River has gone down to a limit of one Chinook salmon per person beginning at January 1st. And from there, steelhead have been starting to come into some of the lower Cowlitz areas. The Wainuchi has been putting out a couple of fish. A lot of their hatchery fish have pretty much moved through and are moving up towards the hatchery. And a lot of the wild fish have started to come back through the Peninsula Rivers and some of the other Chehalis tributaries. Skookumchuck has been cranking out a couple of steelhead here and there, but not too many. We've had just a couple come in as far as anglers who have caught fish up there, but not a whole lot coming through.
Are you hearing anything, Henry, about the Olympic Peninsula Rivers, the Solduck, the Bogey, the Quinault?
The Olympic Peninsula Rivers have had an absolutely amazing run of native fish so far this year. As of the beginning of February, we're seeing a lot of high teen fish, and about the end of February, we're even seeing some early 20s.
That sounds fantastic. And I'm perfectly okay with catch and release fishing for big steelhead. And I think a lot of our listeners are too. Before we go, let's talk about some of the lakes in the area. How are they fishing in the South Sound?
Well, American Lake has been kicking up a little bit for yellow perch here and there. They're seeming to be in a little bit deeper water. And out towards Graham and Kapowsin area, there have been some caught up at OHOP and a couple at...
I hear that intercom. I know that means you've got to go, Henry, but thank you for sharing. If you want to find out more about the fishing, just head to your local Sportsman's Warehouse store. Again, they're located in Puyallup, Federal Way, Silverdale, and Everett. Go to the fishing department, check the board just at the entrance of the store, and figure out how the fishing is near you.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Henry.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.